This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I'm doing five more minutes here real quick, and I'm going to introduce Kelvin Alp and Hannah Spear from Counterspin Media in New Zealand. It's perfect to have them hosting an hour here today with what just happened. With their prime minister announcing that she's stepping down. We'll talk to them in a moment. But I meant to play this during the full show. I didn't get to it yet. The video's longer. But here is a clip from 2 years ago, 2 years and 2 months ago, where we lay out the global bombshell that the University of Texas had tested what is the COVID vaccine on rats and mice years ago and knew exactly what it was going to do. So here we are, war in the world, now all confirmed. We'll play a few minutes of this, go to break, and come back with our guest host, the big news from New Zealand. Global bombshell, University of Texas research team warns coronavirus vaccines cause massive heart attacks, strokes, blood clots. It says it. It says don't take it. It's definitive. You have to understand, I know other people in this office who've had family have strokes and heart attacks, but they don't want to come on air. Way more than normal would be dying at these nursing homes, and it's all the same. They never get out of bed again. They have convulsions, or they have heart attacks or strokes. They are really killing a crap load of people right now with these damn vaccines and maiming tons of others. And maybe you don't care about those people because they're too dumb, you know, and took it or too trusting. But it's going to weigh the economy down. A bunch of them are going to be zombies now with the strokes and stuff.
There has been enough cases of people who have had the vaccine, received the vaccine,
and then suffered a stroke.
For the longest, man, I try to tell you, Alex Jones is right. If we're going down, we ain't going down without a fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, this doesn't protect you from COVID-19. You don't go back to normal when you get it. And you certainly, your body is going to be riddled with problems. They picked something that attacks the cardiovascular system. It's going to kill a lot of old people right away. But it's going to kill others down the road. And then as they say, you got to get more because it, quote, doesn't work. Well, it is working. It gives you cardiovascular disease, amongst other things. And it attacks your uterus. This is it. That's why the former VP of Pfizer says it's a depopulation weapon. Go to the live show feed of the broadcast. Put it back on screen, please. With the headline, Global Bombshell, University of Texas research team warns coronavirus vaccines cause massive heart attacks, strokes, blood clots. It says it. It says don't take it. It's definitive. And under the live show feed, scroll down, under the video of the show that you share is the study. It's on that page. Save some lives now. Fight back. That's why they've been censoring everybody. They can only get away with this covert attack if no one's warning them. Sarah in Illinois, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. My name is Sarah. I am actually a school counselor in Illinois. I work with K through 2 students. And one of the teachers I actually work with had to go home on Tuesday because I heard that her mom fell down the stairs. And I found out today that her mom fell down the stairs because she had a stroke and a heart attack. And now she has a traumatic brain injury. But this happened like 2 days after she took her second COVID vaccination.
Dr. Fauci back. Controversial Wuhan lab with U.S. dollars for risky research. Then we've got him actually studying to see what coronavirus vaccines would do. And he found it caused massive blood clots, heart attacks, bleeding lungs, and brain. This is the coach that lives here in Austin, whose niece works here. She's a young lady in her early 20s. And he took the shot. I got his medical records. Had a stroke. He just recently had a physical before this happened and was in excellent bill of health. 45 years old. And here's his medical records right here. So we're going to be showing you all of that coming up at the start of the next hour. And you have to understand, I know other people in this office who've had family have strokes and heart attacks, but they don't want to come on air. I can walk through this building, and almost everyone that works here has family that works in a nursing home, or family that's a firefighter, or family that's got a mother or a father or a brother or an uncle who's either dead or had a heart attack or a stroke. Then we open the phones up, and medical doctor calls and says, yeah, I service 4 nursing homes, and they're losing about 10% of the people after 2 weeks. And that's the
we're going to come back. We're going to introduce the guest host. I've just got a few questions for him before I hand the baton over to Counterspin Media New Zealand. They're on band.video and they're on counterspinmedia.com. We'll be right back. Counterspinmedia.com.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Kelvin Alp and Hannah Spearer host the popular Counterspin program in New Zealand, but it goes worldwide. And a few listeners and people ask me, Jones, why did you obsess over New Zealand and Canada and obsess over Australia or Italy? Because the very same New World Order, UN, Big Pharma complex was testing there and admitting that was a test for here. So many people, even good people, still think of like, well, I care about my neighborhood. This is a New World Order. If aliens attacked Russia or South Africa, we'd be against it because we know we're next and we care about fellow humans. But New Zealand was amongst the worst at implementing the WEF's program. And now their prime minister is resigning. She's the lady that said, you know, don't talk to your neighbors. In Australia, they said, don't go out and look at a sunset. It was all cult programming. And so now, why is she resigning? There's a talk of criminal investigations and more. So that was my really just interesting question for you guys. I know you're about to cover it in detail. I'll be watching and listening here when I go eat my lunch here while you guys are hosting ahead of the War Room with Owen Schroyer coming up in about 53 minutes from now at Infowars.com/show. And conspiracyfact.info is the URL to share, folks, that the censors aren't blocking right now, the live show feed. So everybody share conspiracyfact.info right now. But, wow, you're in New Zealand. What does this mean? What does this signify? And I just want to salute you guys for the great job you're doing.
It's an absolutely massive celebration we're having here right now. However, we cannot rest on our laurels. We believe that the next New World Order puppet is being lined up to finish the controlled demolition of everything we hold dear in this country.
All right. Well, I'm going to just listen to you guys. I just wanted to ask that question, but please continue.
I was just going to say, Alex, 77% of people who were polled this morning in mainstream media are thrilled that she's gone. So it was just getting to the mainstream that, you know, everyone is just sick and tired of Jacinda Ardern and her draconian measures. They're trying to say, oh, she's just had enough, she's burnt out. But no, she read the writing on the wall and the election's coming up. She's got no chance of staying in power.
All right, well, I'm going to let you guys take over. God bless.
Thanks for having us, Alex.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure to be here again, Kelvin, hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We've got a great hour, just under an hour coming up for you. We will be joined shortly by Damien Dement. Many of you in New Zealand will know him. And what we're going to do is tie in how Jacinda Ardern has been a major player in the censorship of dissenting voices in New Zealand and around the world. And we're going to be exposing some of those names here in New Zealand who have been part of this disinformation project against New Zealanders who want free speech, Kelvin.
Yes, and there's been a lot of that going on. We've had modern day book burning and all. What they want to do is they want to digitize everything, of course, put it into nice little external hard drives and everything. So what can they do? They then go along and they can erase it. Like they reset mankind all the time. Your history is going to be erased. What you hold dear is going to be gone in a new set of ideological puppeteering measures are going to be installed into your brain and you're going to be walking around like a digital zombie.
Exactly. So why don't we just start things off with the big news, obviously, from New Zealand that Jacinda has resigned. And we'll play a Tucker Carlson clip and we'll show you how New Zealanders responded to that news. That should be the first video that we've got lined up there, the Jacinda Resigns video. Hopefully that's all.
There we go. The appalling Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, that's the lady with the big teeth who tormented her citizens, has just announced she is leaving office. Here she was moments ago.
No. And so today I'm announcing that I will not be seeking re-election.
Sure, we took a little artistic license there, but that's basically the general feel of what we feel now that the old witch is gone.
Yes, lots to celebrate today, but like Calvin said, you know, this is just probably the changing of the guard, so we don't want to get too excited. So what we're going to do is just make a quick reference to Dr. Shiva, and we've got some B-roll there, because Dr. Shiva Ayadura, many of you in America won't need an introduction to him, but of course the Gateway Pundit, was reporting in July 2021 of how Dr. Shiva, who is, of course, the man who invented email, actually was able to uncover that Twitter had a partner support portal and was basically had direct access to the government. And they built this portal, which was actually directly used for government officials during the election to actually censor dissenting voices. And he actually took this while he was running the Senate in Massachusetts as a Republican. He actually took a case and back in 2021, and his federal rights and civil rights were under attack. And so what we want to do is show how in New Zealand the exact same thing has been happening. So,
and as Alex Jones pointed out, New Zealand and Australia have been two of the lab rats of the world. If we buy it, they will then say, good, job successful, let's farm it out to the rest of the world. And that's why things have gone haywire. We let everyone down, basically.
And, of course, the way Jacinda Ardern fits into this picture is, of course, back in 2019, on March the 15th, there was the Christchurch mosque attack. And literally 2 months after that, she was over in Paris for the Christchurch call, having a meeting with the French Prime Minister, President Emmanuel Macron, and many other world leaders from around the world and government officials and big tech giants. And they were all working out a way how they could actually silence dissenting voices. They, of course, named them terrorists and people who were promoting violent extremism online. So that's how they've kind of brought all that in. Now, we are going to bring Damien Dement on shortly. What we wanted to do is, just before we bring him on, is play a part of the documentary we referenced last week, which, of course, is called Fire and Fury. That was a major hit piece released just before our arrest in August last year, and that will show how he fits into this and how they're trying to go after him as well, Calvin.
Yep, good idea.
So that's Damien Dement, Fire and Fury.
This is where it all converges.
Peace and love, brother! Peace and love, guys!
It is billed as a protest of peace and love born out of opposition to government COVID measures. But the path to Wellington began years ago and is anything but peaceful. What we're about to show you is not an exhaustive list, because that list would be too long. But we want to introduce you to some of the key drivers in New Zealand of false information and dangerous conspiracy. You'll see how they're linked together, what they want us all to believe, and why.
Pedophiles, satanic ritual abuse, adrenochrome, trafficking on a scale you've never, ever imagined, cloning of humans, for God's sake, it's just enormous.
Extreme right conspiracy theorist Damien Dement is a New Zealand citizen and a super spreader of false claims, racism, and appeals for violence.
He was permanently banned from Twitter at the beginning of 2021 for tweets that he sent around the January 6th insurrection in the United States, which promoted similar acts taking place here in New Zealand and lauded the rioting, death and destruction that took place at the Capitol.
New Zealand politicians will fear for their lives, and rightfully so. Have a good one.
And there we go. That was Damien Dement. He will be on straight after the break. In the meantime, let's have a quick look at the overview of what's really happened here in New Zealand and how we got here.
Yeah, well, see, Jacinda Ardern actually is taking the easy way out now. I think a lot of people are really sad that she's leaving early with the October elections coming up, because, Calvin, she should be taking responsibility.
Well, the jabs and the eyeball people who can't no longer think for themselves or are devoid from reality, they're probably the ones who are a little sad.
And, of course, what happened in Wellington earlier in the year, not a single politician came out to speak, not a single politician came out to speak to the tens of thousands of people that showed up for 3 weeks wanting the mandates to be dropped, because, of course, like was said earlier, we had some of the most draconian measures. For one case in the North Island, we were on complete lockdown. People were not allowed to leave their homes, even in the South Island where there wasn't a single case. And, of course, mask mandates were just horrific. Calvin?
Yeah, so after the break, we'll do that. Keep it locked here on Alex Jones Show. You don't want to miss what's coming up. We start connecting the dots. We put all the players in focus, and we show the underhanded nature that has been a constant in this country and now, of course, found around the world by people like Klaus Schwab and his ilk and a whole lot of other people pulling their strings. See you shortly.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You are with Hannah and Calvin from Counterspin, and we would love to bring our guest on now, Damien Dement. He is, of course, a Counterspin contributor and a real disinformation expert here in New Zealand. He is an Amerikiwi, so welcome to the show, Damien. How are you feeling in light of yesterday's news?
You know, I'm thrilled. I'm happy in many ways. You know, congratulations to all Kiwis who have stood up and said that they've had enough of her and the way she has driven our country and our morality and our overall morale as a citizenry into the ground. She needed to step down. This is a move of absolute necessity for the swamp because there is too much validated evidence of the type of criminal action she's been involved in. The pressure has been mounting, especially with regard to information coming out about COVID, the lack of efficacy, and many other violations of our rights. Jacinda Ardern's popularity has been plummeting for a long time. She couldn't stay in here because she was going to lose the argument. So what this does is this gives a little bit of a fire break for the swamp of New Zealand to be able to install someone else for the next sort of tranche or phase of their attack on New Zealand. And what it does is gives them a little bit of time, because usually a person coming into a new role gets given a bit of time to sort of get their feet on the ground and get relaxed, get into the role. And so that will kind of keep the public at bay a little longer. I think they're trying to buy time. But New Zealand is awash with globalist activity, and behind the scenes there is a lot of horsepower that have been driving policies in New Zealand. It's important to note why New Zealand is so important. Like, for instance, earlier this week in Vietnam, the president of Vietnam, a nation of 105 million people, 100 million more than New Zealand, resigned too. And it didn't hardly touch the news at all. Yet Jacinda Ardern resigns and the whole world knows about it. Shot heard around the world. It's because, like you outlined earlier, she was integral in being the example for the world of what a compliant Western citizen should do. You should, you know, feel guilty for colonialism. You should feel guilty for things that have happened in your past. You should pay reparations for climate stuff that you weren't even involved in. Lots of this virtue signaling, social change silos, she was the queen of. And so for her to step down, to me, is a really big signal that the curtain is being pulled back. We've reached critical mass enough in terms of awareness that it's important that the Kiwis and just people around the world, I think we've reached a peak point now where good actors in this, white hats, as you say, will pull back the curtain now and let's get into it. Elon Musk has been absolutely vital in connecting the government with corporate, interplay. And let's go ahead and if you can bring up the slide for day one of the social media conference, I'll show you what I mean here by the absolute connectedness of the New Zealand government. So you'll see here's a slide. This is a conference that happened March 2021, and it was held at the University of Otago in New Zealand. And at this, you can see here is a two-day conference, and this is to discuss disinformation in how it relates to democracy in New Zealand. Look at the absolute array of people or organizations involved in this. To me, it's staggering. For instance, looking here at the top, the ICT for Peace Foundation is was founded by the United Nations and has been since 2012. So essentially, the United Nations are here using an advisor named Senjana Hedatua to be essentially the narrative creator, how to respond to the narrative. Well, Senjana Hedatua has been doing this for decades. He did it in his native Sri Lanka. So here we have Senjana Hedatua of the United Nations meddling in New Zealand's public discourse and actually helping academics, government, and media to craft these discussions. Well, also in Senjana Hedatua's session there is Kathleen Rien. Kathleen Rien is the head of policy and government for Asia Pacific. She's based in Singapore, but what's important about Kathleen Rien, who is an American, is that she is a World Economic Fellow Forum young leader. She is a young global leader, just like Jacinda Ardern. So suddenly, those two people, we've got the United Nations and we have the World Economic Forum and even a young global leader and Twitter all in one session. One session trying to discuss with journalists, with government officials from the Department of Internal Affairs, from other areas of government that are concerned about protecting their narrative, because we know that them protecting their narrative is really them covering their butt. And that is where we've gotten to at a point where when people realize and now see that the government has been interfering. Elon Musk made it abundantly clear in the Twitter disclosures that government had access to Twitter. Government had access to Facebook. Government has had access to banning people who have a dissenting voice and who have something critical to say about the effectiveness of various agendas or even the so-called vaccine, which we've all largely seen. So many people have been passing away just rapidly and suddenly, and we know what is causing it. So Jacinda Ardern stepping down is very much that she was never going to be able to defend her position in this. She was the queen of lockdowns. It was her brand, her firm kindness. This is the sort of stuff that they wanted to make Jacinda Ardern be the perfect example for the rest of the world. And
Damien,
to a large extent,
what they're saying now about I was cutting there. What they're saying now about Jacinda Ardern is that she is the mother of compassion in the respect.
Cue eye roll.
Yeah. Looking back at her kind of last 5 years as Prime Minister, they're saying, you know, especially with what happened in Christchurch, that she is this Mother Teresa-like figure. Obviously, it was a massive PR campaign. She is an expert in PR. That was her degree. She's a spin doctor. She knows how to sell herself. And she was picked up,
absolutely,
as you say, by the global leaders all around the world. Going
she
on
knows
that,
how to sell us, yeah, because she sold us down.
She sure did. And she went around the world and hijab and kind of got this fake compassion and kindness going. What have we got on the second day of that conference there for that slide number five?
Well, actually,
that we've got?
If you go back to slide number four, but go to the bottom half of it, because again, I showed you the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, but go to the second half of page of that first day.
Okay, you got 1 minute, and then we'll come back and carry on with
it. I'll be very quick. So you can see here at the bottom of that page, we've got NATO. We've got the Classifications Office of New Zealand, the chief censor. We've got universities. So we have the whole swamp, as you would say, the type of activity that Alex Jones has been talking about for many years, is alive and well in New Zealand, including the Atlantic Council. So if this isn't a military coup or takeover of a nation, I don't know what is. Because it's these people spent two solid days under Chatham House rules discussing how to challenge us because we were challenging them. And this
and Chatham
is,
House rules is
affront-
of course no minutes and no record, and so that we don't actually know exactly what was said. We'll be back shortly, Damien. Sit tight, and we'll carry on with the slideshow. Very fascinating stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance
to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and The War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Okay, we're back with Damien Dement on the Alex Jones Show. He's an Amerikiwi, American and Kiwi, of course. We've embraced him as one of our own. Damien, we're back. Where do you want to go next? Because I think people need to realize what's below when we rip the top just off the scab that is.
I'll tell you right now. I'll get into it. Jacinda Ardern, just because she's out of the picture doesn't mean this stops. Doesn't mean this, the craziness stops. Don't go fooling yourselves. The World Economic Forum and the globalists are going to take this to the very, very end. They're going to push as hard as they can. While I do think that we are winning overall, I do believe that this is not over for New Zealand. So what behind the World Economic Forum are these young global leaders, and New Zealand is infiltrated with them in various key places of influence. For instance, the CEO of Television New Zealand, the largest broadcaster in New Zealand that is largely publicly funded, is a World Economic Young Global Leader. Okay, so that's one example. The next example is if you bring up the slide there, slide number number
five.
Two. Oh, sorry, slide number five.
Five, day two.
Five, day two. Yeah.
There, sorry, guys. So, you know, Kathleen Rien, who was part of these discussions, she herself is a World Economic Forum Young Global Leader. It's how uncanny is it that this woman who is in charge of the Twitter policy and the censorship that would tie in with the Christchurch call, with the global censorship agenda, how is it that they're here in New Zealand? And also, how is it that the head of New Zealand's own digital identity system, which comes off the back of the COVID jab, how come he is also a World Economic Forum Young Global Leader? Klaus Schwab has said it on camera, on a hot mic, that, you know, he's got everyone in their pockets. They got the politicians, they got the doctors, they got the academics. You know, it's true. It's absolutely true. And if you move on to slide number six, I'll show you guys a little bit about this infiltration. Sanjana Hadatua. Dr. Sanjana Hadatua there on the left is from Sri Lanka. The woman on the right is Sina Brown. She is a leader, one of the leaders of Antifa here in New Zealand. There's South Island branch of it. There's three branches of Antifa in New Zealand.
South Island. Yeah. I'll just cut in here quickly because this woman here on the right, we went on tour last year after our Wellington, and she actually got us cancelled. They worked very hard. Antifa here in New Zealand were working very hard to get us shut down.
However, we did bypass that and still managed to hold the meetings. This is when we were going around the country to get real people's stories of the insurmountable amount of carnage that those jabs have caused and left in a wake across this country, and it's downright disgusting that someone like that will come along and try and cancel the voice of the people.
Back to you, Damien.
So, like, the connection between Sanjana Hadatua, Sanjana Hadatua being connected to Antifa, and not just one member of Antifa. If you go back to that tweet, the other tweet there on the bottom right-hand side is by a gentleman named Rangi Kimara, a convicted terrorist in New Zealand who wanted to shoot cops through their vests and evict white people from their farms. You know, he works closely with Dr. Sanjana Hadatua. So there is definitely a lot of connection between a political activists and extremists in New Zealand and the global plan, the global agenda. And if you move on to slide number seven, there's a woman there who I want to talk about. Her name is Kara Hensley. Kara Hensley is the Twitter head for Australia and New Zealand. She, too, an Australian national, at the urging of Sanjana Hadatua and other think tanks in New Zealand, have been actively censoring people. And so when you have a conference happening in New Zealand and it's you've got NATO represented, United Nations, all sorts of think tanks, everyone who is not a New Zealander suddenly has more control and say over what New Zealanders can say. And if that, to me, is fascism in its purest form. And this, when you start having that really tight connection between media and government, you know it's a recipe for disaster. And that's why, you know, Elon Musk bringing out the Twitter files is huge for us, because not only did it show and highlight the fact that this government collusion was happening within Twitter and that it was happening in the States at high levels, as high as the Department of Defense, but it validated all the research we've been doing about New Zealand having the same level of involvement from external parties. And so that backdoor access that was granted to the government was here to damage our democracy. And Jacinda Ardern absolutely knows it. We're coming up on the anniversary of the New Zealand Wellington protests from March of 2022. And we know that
just immediately after those protests, yourselves, me, and many other people who had a voice about the government, we're all banned. And now we know how and why. So if you go down to if you want to head to slide number 11, 12, and 13, I just want to just flick through just to show you what the very basic portal looks like for a Department of Internal Affairs in New Zealand would go to this portal. That's the URL up the top there. That URL is still active, by the way. And you can go, and they would literally – this is where they control and moderate content. And if you go to the next slide, slide number 12, this is an Official Information Act request that was sent to the New Zealand government, and you'll see that they absolutely acknowledged that they had access to it. And the person who is very much most likely to have had access to it is this woman here on slide number 13 when you get to it. Her name is Nicole Machick. This, for me, is probably one of the spookiest connections of all. Nicole Machick is an Australian citizen, but she works for New Zealand's Department of Internal Affairs. This is her latest posting. Prior to this, she was a NATO social media warfare trainer. She would instruct regularly, both in Brussels and Washington, D.C., for NATO members in teaching their governments on how to deal with, disinformation. They wanted to try and classify us as being different disinformation, but it was about them protecting themselves. How is it that this woman, who has such access to so many countries in the entire world and teaching them how to combat people asking lawfully afforded questions, how is she here in New Zealand? How is she involved in this conference to dictate to New Zealanders how we should think and feel and how we should behave, and then try and use that as an example for the rest of the world to export, our example? That's terrible. I have to thank Elon Musk for biting the bullet and spending the money like he did to buy Twitter. It really has opened the door and allowed for so much of the validation that we have all been seeking for a long time. We have worked very hard to bring information to light, but when we repeatedly get targeted by social media activists to censor our accounts, to get us banned, or even have police show up at our house and asking us questions around, what are you posting? This is the sort of standover tactics. Kiwis are tired of it. And we were rewarded
yesterday. And of course,
Damien,
over in America, of course, it's very well known now that the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the DOJ, and Democrat operatives and business elites are working with Facebook to silence dissenting voices. I mean, this is not anything new, is it, Calvin?
No, and it actually just prompted my mind. The grey spreadsheet, you've got the black one, I've got that says Alex Jones was right. Everything that's coming out now, it seems to be substantiating everything he's been saying for all this time. And that's why we were rapt to come on here and actually be part of this monumental movement to awaken humanity.
And, of course, things like Facebook were set up initially, weren't they, Damien, to make the authorities' job a lot easier so they could track dissenting voices.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a DARPA program. The day that Facebook went live on the stock exchange is the day that DARPA program ended. And that's what a coincidence that is, right? And we know that this data has largely been sold to the globalists around the world, and Facebook has been a great conduit for a lot of corruption, and it's ending. And thanks a lot.
Okay.
You're doing great.
When we come back, we will have Amy DeMint and...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show with Calvin and Hannah, and we will carry on our discussion with Damien Dement shortly. But please, like it says in the break there, get out and support Alex Jones. He's done such a fantastic job. You know, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for up to 50% off really great quality top products that you actually need for your house. It's up to 50% off an emergency sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there right now and support the broadcast. And if you want, come and support CounterspinMedia.com as well. We are the same as Alex Jones in terms of the fact that, you know, we're doing this on a very low budget like he did back in the day. And to carry on, platforms like InfoWars and Counterspin need your support. So get out there and make your purchase today at InfoWarsStore.com.
And grab a copy. Grab a copy of The Great Reset. We have read it, and it is excellent breakdown of what's really happening behind the scenes with the World Economic Forum and their insidious creatures behind it.
Absolutely. What a legend there. And New Zealand legend Damien Dement, where would you like to go now with the financials of how all of this is supported by big interests from overseas here in New Zealand, this disinformation war and all these global players that are messing with our backyard?
Yeah, absolutely. There has to be a ground game, right? You know, we've seen how government and big corporations work together to work on the psychological warfare aspect of it, but you need foot soldiers, right? And this is where New Zealand has got an interesting tie-in with the founder of eBay. The gentleman, his name is Pierre Omidyar. Pierre Omidyar, the founder of eBay, is, I believe, a French-born Iranian and a big believer in the globalist plan. But he's a very big fan of what he describes as reimagining capitalism. If you put up slide number 14 there, I'll show you what I mean. Pierre Omidyar, even he's a billionaire on eBay, which we think is great because eBay is like, you know, a chance for people to buy and sell goods. But his idea of reimagining capitalism is basically authoritarian communism. He's a big believer in the medical IDs or digital IDs, and he also funds regime change. That's the crazy thing about this guy. In the 2000s, he was funding Ukrainian color revolutions in Ukraine, sending money through U.S. aid. $421,000 is one recorded payment, but he's done a lot more. The Pierre Omidyar Open Network that he has, or the Pierre Omidyar Network itself, these guys in New Zealand have their tentacles into lots of NGOs, nonprofits that are all about social change. They've even gone so far as using people like Pierre Omidyar's money to influence people in government, such as the immigration, the Ministry of Immigration here in New Zealand, to fast track certain people from overseas to basically import the foot soldiers they need. Now, as an American by birth, but a New Zealand citizen since 1996, coming here as a 9-year-old boy, I love this country a lot. But I'm really disappointed that in New Zealand, there are several hundred Americans, many of which have been brought in on these global impact visas, fast-tracked, coming in with skill sets such as activism, social change management, you know, climate narrative scoping. I'm not kidding, but these are the types of programs we've had in place since Jacinda Ardern became Prime Minister of New Zealand back in 2017. In 2017,
Damien,
it's like –
it's really important to note here as well that George Soros and his Open Society Foundation fund exactly those groups that you've just been talking about, does he not?
Absolutely. So not only is Pierre Omidyar, who is a billionaire in his own right, funding in New Zealand, Open Society as well. The Monahan brothers are in New Zealand. They've been here since 2017. They have groups known as Action Station. Another group is known as the Inspiral Foundation. And what they do is they set up job training. And really, the job training is about social activism. It's about being activists. And that's there's a huge amount of money being funded into New Zealand to create a false narrative that it really doesn't represent the true voice and discussion happening in New Zealand. I think you guys have seen that plenty of times. But, you know, the groups like Antifa in New Zealand would never exist if it weren't for these types of NGOs out there being funded with overseas money, because the types of things that they stand for stand in stark contrast to the values we typically hold here.
We've got five more minutes, Damien. What we want to do now is actually show how right here in New Zealand, not only have we got all this influence, like you say, in activist groups, but now in the education system, they are actually fortifying young minds here in New Zealand against the truth by calling us conspiracy theorists. We just want to play you here a clip that came out two nights ago on mainstream media news here about conspiracy education. That's video 15.
They're coming for the kids.
There are calls for an urgent change to the school curriculum to teach students how to identify conspiracy theories and fake news.
With the pandemic fueling the rise of misinformation, experts believe education is key to reducing its threat. Alexa Cook has our latest Because It Matters story.
The Parliament protest, which ended in fire and fury, was sparked in part by disinformation about COVID-19. Researchers found just 12 social media accounts were responsible for spreading most of the false information.
It is an urgent problem that we have to address, and other countries have seen the urgency and have acted accordingly.
Disinformation refers to the deliberate spreading of false information, while misinformation isn't necessarily intended to mislead. Toha Toha has been teaching students and librarians to spot both and question what they see online.
Yay! It has a real impact on people's daily lives when they watch, you know, a loved one or a young person they know fall down that rabbit hole.
What do you think about that, Damien? New Zealand young minds totally being basically brainwashed by government disinformation.
Yeah, if they want an example of the real mis and disinformation, you're looking at it there with TVNZ News, TV3 and all the other hatchet jobs that come out on a daily basis.
Actually, that woman interviewed at the very end there, her name is Mandy Hank. She's an American. Her own words, I quote, and I have her tweets to prove this. She is an election skeptic, and this is with regards to people questioning the New Zealand election results and the American election results. And I quote that she said herself, "Fascism is a global movement, and we have not managed to keep our heads down." She was speaking about herself. This woman is a fascist and has absolutely makes a mockery of our democracy. She has sat in front of New Zealand committees discussing how to deal with disinformation specific to the elections of New Zealand in 2020. I know so because she involved herself with a woman, or I think is a woman, a man woman thing named Emmy Bavinci. And Emmy Bavinci is a globally renowned smear artist who is a devout anarchist, Marxist, communist, just freak. And somehow these two American people were allowed to sit in front of a committee in New Zealand and tell them how to deal with Kiwi citizens questioning the election results that put Jacinda Ardern into power and to destroy our nation into the fine rubble that it is right now. So it's very interesting that these guys want to teach our kids, and yet these people are actually proud to say that they're Marxists, proud to say they're fascists.
And they want to destroy and eviscerate anything that goes against their narrative, anything to do with the area of health. God forbid you can actually have a well-tuned body, fortify your immune system with the great products on the Alex Jones InfoWorth platform even, and have a decent life, your education. They're trying to even ban books like Uncensored and Natural Magazine because it gives you an alternative view of what's really going on. I mean, that's not what it's about, discovery, growth.
Well, that's right. And in New Zealand, they're actually removing books from the libraries at a rate of knots so that you can't get magazines like this Uncensored and Natural Medicine because they want you to just believe what they want you to believe and to actually – it's modern-day book burning, and we absolutely need to fight against that.
They want to digitize it, so what they can do is just push erase, and your history is gone.
So any final thoughts, Damien, in this final minute before we wrap it up?
The book burning is happening right now. That organization on that video, toatoa.org, sits in the same office as Internet New Zealand. Internet New Zealand is not here to protect your internet freedom. It is here to curtail it. The book burning is well underway. And while we have Jacinda out of the office, while Jacinda's been booted out, good, she's gone. This is not over. Do not get complacent at all. We must continue to be vigilant.
Thanks so much
continue
for joining
to share.
Us, Damien. We really appreciate you jumping on with us today. It's been such a great introduction to the global audience about what's happening in New Zealand. Calvin, CounterspinMedia.com. What are your final thoughts?
Support CounterspinMedia.com. Support Alex Jones and every other platform that is there giving you the truth, because I tell you what, the truth has become a very, very rare thing these days.
And first, it will annoy you and make you angry, but then I'll...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.